time for What's Trending with Coach K.
You wouldn't remember. You would have only seen Vision of Norm Provan.
Have you seen Vision? Yeah, only Vision. Big guy, wasn't he? He would have been hard to tackle.
He was so big for his time, and he weighed about 91 kilos.
Yeah, incredible. And back then, the sport wasn't nearly as professional as what it is now. In fact, wasn't it semi-professional back then?
Oh, absolutely. You just heard from Norm Tasker. Yeah. He worked at his electronics store, and then he went to the match of the game from 7 a.m. on the Saturday morning till 1. Jumped in the car and went to the SCG for the match of the day.
To sustain a career as long as that, very impressive.
Apparently a fitness fanatic too.
Well, there you go. Would help your cause a little bit.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he had the Dragons teams that he coached for 4 years, for those four premierships, running up and down the sandhills at Cronulla, which teams still do.
They still do that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think we'll chat to Joe Healy about it. But Bawali Bales is a Kings player and he does that as his fitness. Runs up and down those sand dunes. I don't know what they're called, though. But
Wanda.
Wanda.
Yeah.
That's about
we
right.
We used to do them back in the day. I did them when I was at the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. We used to do them there.
Yeah, I wonder how hard it would be.
It's extremely difficult.
Do you like that one?
Apparently, Gal does it for his fights.
Yeah.
And they say Robert Whittaker is off the charts, the UFC star.
No, he
is off the charts running up and down the sand hills at It wander.
Boggles the mind. I don't think I'd be gutsy enough to do it.
I think Kobe Kane's very good at running up and down this. Joel?
I don't think Can you hear us, Joel?
No, he don't. No, he's Joel doesn't get out there as much as Kobe. So let's just leave it at that.
Fair enough. All right, Jimmy. Harry Kuehl and Mark Viduka. Okay, so
Two superstars.
There's a 90-minute special. If you have Optus, you'll be able to watch it. It's Harry Kuehl talking a bit about his career and his
Leeds
life.
United.
Leeds United. So the question got asked to Harry. Harry, were you and Mark Viduka mates? Right. I'll read this quote out to you. When we grew up, we were best friends. Did we go to each other's houses? Did we go out for dinner and all that? No. We were professional players. We weren't best mates. A lot of players are not best mates. What are you? You're work colleagues. You go into your job and you do your job properly. That is what grew our relationship. When we played together, we connected. So interestingly enough, they played a lot together throughout most of their careers.
Long time
Leeds,
for Australia.
I just find it quite fascinating that you don't form that bond. You look at the Boomers.
No, not at all. Not surprising at all.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No. There are certain people that you have. I remember the great Jason Nicol when we were over there playing at Salford. Now, Jason was a very good player, played at the Rabbitohs, so I knew him before that. But Jason Webber, Chris Tassel, and myself. Right, the four Aussies were over there. Darren Brown, to a lesser degree, because we sort of all lived together. But Jason Nicol used to call us a gang of convenience. And
how did you feel about that?
I just used to laugh. He said, you know, we'll never talk to each other after this. This is what he used to say. We're just a gang of convenience. And he wasn't being disrespectful, but that's just how it is at times.
What about now?
Now I am. I've got mates who I still see who I met on the first day of going to the Roosters.
Incredible.
So Justin Dooley and Matt Donohue and Timmy Russell and these guys who I played with 32 seasons ago, I'm still very good mates with today.
That's a good story. I like that.
But and then there's people I played with for longer periods of time that I'm not as close with, and I'm sure there's people out there that are pretty happy about that. You know, that's just the way team sports are. So that how do you then make it all work, make it all gel with all those different personalities to be all pulling in the same direction and singing off the same hymn sheet?
Well, that's right. And Gus Hiddink played a huge part in that for that 2006 campaign in the World Cup.
And that is the Bennett ability, right? Get them all on the same. Same hymn sheet.
For sure. And just lastly, Jimmy, the global game returns tonight. So if you're a football lover, on that note of Harry Kuehl, maybe you can ask Simon Hill that question, returns 8 till 10 p.m. with Broski and Simon Hill. Mark Milligan's on the show and Luke Wilshere to talk about the greatest games.
I know you don't like Tom Costigan. That's fine. We're colleagues here, but that happens. I mean, he's got his own style. Oh,
I don't
him,
like
he?
Tom Costigan, or is it you that doesn't like Tom Costigan?
No, I love Tommy. He's great. But that's just the way it is at all workplaces. You can't be best friends with everyone. You can't be best. You know, the analyst. The analyst has a very good. He'd rather have a deeper relationship with fewer than have a lot of relationships and more surface level with many. Yeah, but then again, we're not all like the analysts.
I just message him to come on the show and he says yes. That's all I get from him.
That's all you get? Maybe that's all he wants. He just wants to know, where do I have to be and what do I have to do? That's all he wants. Thank you, Coach K. A few more idols coming in. Here we go. Bulldog Bob says, hi, Jimmy. Growing up, my idols were the great Les Johns and the legendary Dougie Walters. Bulldog Bob, yeah. Doug, I reckon Dougie was a very popular, not just what he did, but how he did it, which plays a huge part in it. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We're getting ourselves a few NFL tips from Jared Condon, reading the play. Stick around.